Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I don't think anyone can believe that after 4 months of the AFC Championship game, we are still talking about ear pressure and the PSI in footballs.
That is New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft trying to end the debate over Deflategate by, he says, reluctantly accepting the team's punishment. It includes a $1 million fine by the NFL and the loss of 2 draft picks. What's it mean? For more on that, we're joined this morning by ESPN Boston writer Mike Reese, who's in California with Robert Kraft at the NFL owners' meeting. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
Robert Kraft had previously called the punishment levied on the Patriots unreasonable. The team published its own massive rebuttal to the Deflategate report. So why the reversal now by Robert Kraft?
Well, Bob, I think this was a case where Robert Kraft felt like he took it as far as he could. He published the website. He made statements, and he wanted to get the team side on the public record. And at that point, it's just a matter of letting the public decide what they want to believe. I think he felt like if he appealed the penalties further to Commissioner Roger Goodell, that was a dead end. And if he tried to take the league and his business partners to court to get the decision overturned, that was something he didn't want to do. Well, he could have won in court, but if you take your league to court, you are changing the dynamic of your business relationship with your peers forever. Now, Robert Kraft is one of the NFL's more influential owners, and I think if he challenged the league in that form, he would never be able to come to this type of setting and be the influential owner among his peers that he currently is and that he's built a reputation of being over the last 21 years.
Well, that's part of the business decision. What about the public impression of this? As some say that Kraft's decision is going to be interpreted as the Pats admitting at least some guilt in Deflategate. Do you agree with that?
Well, I agree with that perception, and I think the sharp reaction that I have felt from fans, the sharp disappointment that fans have felt. You know, this goes back to the Spygate and the videotaping from 2007. I think the idea that the Patriots finally won a Super Bowl and they had put that behind them and fans didn't have to hear your team cheats or your team bends the rules or your team pushes the envelope. This almost reintroduces that.
Kraft's decision does not affect a separate appeal by Pats quarterback Tom Brady, who is still appealing his 4-game suspension related to Deflategate. Does Kraft's move hang Tom Brady out to dry? The message being, you're going it on your own, buddy.
I can see why some people would say that, Bob, but it's really two separate entities. You know, Kraft being a business partner with the NFL, I mean, he's helped grow the business, whereas Tom Brady's appeal is through the NFL Players Association. So it really is two separate appeals.
You think Tom Brady then might have better luck with his own appeal or not?
I don't think it's related, Bob, and I think initially that was the thought many had when Robert Kraft made the decision, you know, to accept the penalties. I think some immediately assumed perhaps he was doing so with maybe an agreement that there would be some leniency with Tom Brady's appeal hearing, but Kraft said part of the reason he was accepting penalties is that he wanted the rhetoric to stop. Well, Bob, I think as it relates to Tom Brady, it's really just beginning.
Mike Reese, who writes for ESPN Boston. Thanks a lot, Mike. We appreciate your joining us this morning from California at the NFL owners meeting.
Thank you, Bob.